Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, and I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our local community and the nation. I'm not telling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Am I speaking with Jeffrey?
Yes, you are.
Okay, thank you so much. So to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
30.
Thank you so much. In that case, what is your primary branch of the trade? Was that PCC/restoration, refractory bricklayer, tile or marble finisher, plasterer?
Restoration.
Restoration. Okay, thank you so much. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice?
Foreman.
Okay, thank you so much. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? Oh, you say you're working, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Zero.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No. Zero.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably the same.
About the same. Okay, thank you so much. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number?
I think about the same.
Thank you. Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or any of them?
No.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay, thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
I'm not sure on that one.
Okay, no problem. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
About the same.
Thank you so much. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think it'll get worse.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? I have the list here. We have dust/air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat/cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns?
Just a normal concern.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing?
No.
Okay. Union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. The last 12 months, how often the local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. So we have print or online newspapers, cable news, radio, internet or social media, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors. So which one you trust more?
Probably the paper.
Paper, okay. And in second place, would you say cable news, radio, internet, or social media, local TVs, friends and neighbors?
Probably radio.
Okay, and in third place, please? Would you say cable news, internet, local TV news, friends and neighbors?
Internet.
Okay, and... Okay, that'll be it. Okay. Oh, well, we need to rank the rest of it. We have cable news, local TV news programming, and friends and neighbors. Which one will be the fourth one?
Friends and neighbors, probably.
Okay. And number five, would it be cable news or local TV news programming?
TV.
Okay, local TV, and the last one, cable news. Thank you so much. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, foreign policy, immigration, healthcare, education, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, or something else?
The economy.
The economy. Okay, thank you so much. Just a moment here. Okay, got it. As you may know, BAC supports the application for Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I have not.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections for Davis-Bacon Act?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
GM, Ford.
Okay, thank you so much. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you strongly approve it, somewhat approve it, somewhat disapprove it, or strongly disapprove it?
Somewhat approve it.
Thank you. Foreign affairs?
I don't know really on that one.
Okay, and how about the economy?
No, disapprove.
Like strongly disapprove it or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about healthcare?
Uh, Somewhat approve it.
Thank you. Support for labor unions?
About the same. Somewhat.
Somewhat approve. Okay. And immigration?
Don't approve of it.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Don't approve of it.
Okay. Would you say like this, strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Yes. Strongly disapprove.
Thank you so much. We're over 70% at this moment. And do you approve or disapprove?
I hope so, because it's kind of getting into my time right now.
I understand. No problem. We're almost done. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Approve.
Like somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Yeah, somewhat approve. I said approve.
Thank you so much. Okay. And you're registered to vote, right?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Chances 50-50? Or do you think you will not vote?
It's 50-50.
Thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, and retirement security and safety?
Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, thank you so much. We're at 90% already. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Thank you so much. How could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open-ended question, sir.
Be present more. Be on the jobs more.
Okay, thank you so much. Just taking quick notes. Got it. Okay, and what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? This is an open-ended question as well.
Carrying work for the workers.
Okay, thank you so much. For workers. Got it. Okay. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would you say email, mail, union meetings, text/SMS,
mail.
Or job site? Mail. Thank you so much. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the VAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
I think a couple times a year.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me see. I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes now. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you say strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you so much. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, may I have the race or ethnicity you belong to or you identify with?
White.
Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, your name is Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. Is that right?
Yes.
Thank you so much. We're concluding this survey at this point. Thank you so much for your patience and time. Have a nice day, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.